Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire, how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, product support, and guidance to help you easily and create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire at my fabulous website, zakaran.com. All right, so here we go. There is no right way, and you can do no wrong. As I've said 1,000 times in my countless other vodcasts, there is no right way to believe or think or act, and you cannot ever do anything wrong, because there is no such thing as a pure or virtuous or correct or divine way to act, because there is no such thing as assertion, where good or bad things can assert their will upon you against your will. There is only attraction. And therefore, there is no such thing as a victim or even a bad guys and good guys, because there is only attraction. There is no right way to think, believe, and act to please some insecure, controlling, judging God, because he, she, it does not exist. God's source, which is who and what we all truly are, is 100%. Unconditionally loving in nature, and never judges anyone's behavior, or does not ever ask for anyone to act in any supposedly pleasing ways to assuage source's supposed insecurities, which of course do not exist. Source does not ever ask anyone to prove their worthiness or purity or virtuousness or loyalty, etc., by thinking, believing, or acting in certain, you know, divine or correct or right ways, as determined by some sort of all-knowing, all-controlling, all-judging outside authority that is supposedly in control of your mortality and immortality. There is no right way to think, believe, or act, because every single soul on earth and in the entire universe is the complete sovereign of their own kingdom, so to speak, under the guidance of their own source self, who is 100% unconditionally loving in nature, and never ever judges anyone or you for any reason. Ever, because you are Source. Yeah! And it is ludicrously illogical for Source to judge itself. And the same goes for every soul and every creature in the universe. We are all God Source in unique individual bodies, whether that's a human body, animal body, ET body, whatever it is. And again, it would be absolutely stupid for Source to judge itself and judge its little underlings, as it were, who happen to be expressing their sourceness, their divinity, in human bodies. So, this concept of commandments who allegedly were given by God, and the absolutely ludicrous, insane, childish, ignorant, uneducated idea of original sin, and the countless other religious rules and regulations that humans have dreamt up, are all completely bogus and 100% made up, completely out of fear and out of their imaginings that there must be a right way to please the angry, jealous, insecure, controlling, judgy God who obviously needs therapy. They imagined that we were little children who needed to be controlled and punished if we're bad by Daddy God and given lollipops if we are good. They imagined that we are all somehow born bad and therefore need to be controlled and punished to keep us in line and somehow strive to be good and pure. But the truth is, we were all born perfect and pure and divine from the start. But then society trained us away from that purity and away from that divinity. They taught us to believe that we were bad and needed to be punished by our parents and then our teachers and of course by Daddy God. But the divine truth is that we are our own Daddy Gods. And Big Daddy God is essentially the wholeness of all souls, all spirits, and all creation, and it is 100% unconditionally loving in nature. So essentially, we have free reign down here and can do whatever the fuck we want without any retribution by some outside force that is judging our behavior. There isn't any need for any outside judge in the first place, because we all create our own realities. We are our own gods, our own judges, etc. And we create our own realities with, in unison with, the law of attraction. And we essentially create our own self-control and our own judgment and our own self-punishment, so to speak, because everyone attracts more of whatever they're thinking and therefore vibrating. So anyone who is a total shit, well, they attract nothing but shit. This is what the Beatles coined in the song, Instant Karma is Gonna Get You. But there's not some outside force of karma getting anyone. It's our own attractions getting us. Because again, you attract more and more and more of whatever you are thinking and therefore vibrating. Good or bad, the law of attraction serves more of it up to us 100% unconditionally. So, with the unconditional nature of the law of attraction, we all attract more goodness or badness, depending on how we are focused, in positive or negative ways, upon what we do want and want more of, or what we don't like and don't want. Outside judgment and outside punishment for not following the supposed God-given rules is based on an absolutely false premise that we are somehow separate from God, and that we are all puppets on a string. But that's completely bogus. Nothing and no one is in any way separate from God's source. Even when someone does something really, really horrendous, like becoming a terrorist or a rapist or a serial killer, etc., it doesn't matter. Source never ever separates from that person and judges them for any reason, because even the bad guys are, in essence, source in human bodies. Yeah, granted, those beings, those souls, etc., etc., currently inhabiting those bodies might be a tad askew, as it will, a tad off track, so to speak. And even though they have definitely separated themselves from source by thinking and acting in negative, limited ways and in what we would consider deplorable manners, nevertheless, source has not ever separated from them or ever judged them in any way. Instead, their own source self keeps the light on and is always guiding them back home, never gives up on them ever, 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 ever. No one gets left behind. No one ever gets abandoned. No one ever gets sent to some place called hell. And even if someone spends their entire life hell-bent on being a total shit and therefore, you know, separating themselves from source, you know, energetically, at some point, they're going to croak. And regardless of how hideous they were on Earth, everyone gets through the pearly gates. There's no bouncer checking a list to see who's good and who's bad. Every prodigal son and daughter are welcomed back home with open arms and open hearts. That's what that story was about. And nothing needs forgiving because there is no assertion, only attraction, so nothing needs to be forgiven. So all of the so-called victims, well, they attracted the evil perpetrator's actions. The perpetrators attract the victims attract the perpetrators. That's how the law of attraction works. They both go together like a horse and carriage. And in the end, everyone has a good old laugh, and we slap each other on the back in brotherly and sisterly glee over the adventures we all had together on planet Earth and in the cosmos and dimensions and other planets across the universes. And say stuff like, remember the time when I had such a terrible outlook in life and I was thinking such fearful, powerless, not good enough, helpless, unworthy, oriented kind of thoughts, and I attracted you, Mr. Killer. Man, you were a great killer. I mean, those were the days, weren't they? Oh yeah, those were the days. Remember when I had a similarly terrible outlook on life, and where I also felt helpless and powerless and not good enough and unworthy. And so instead of being a big-ass victim, well, I decided I was going to be a big-ass perpetrator. So I thought I could feel empowered by how many people I could rape and kill and control. And, you know, those were the days, weren't they? Yeah. Hey, next time I'm going to be the big-ass scumbag, and you can be the lowly victim. No freaking way, dude. That doesn't sound like any fun at all. You bloody rapscallion. Oh, hey, remember the time when we were lovers and I was really insecure and I didn't really feel, you know, like I deserved love and felt like I wasn't good enough? And because of that, well, you naturally rearranged yourself to accommodate my perceptions, and you were really unfaithful, and you stole my money and took the dog and stole my pickup truck and went to Reno, and those were the days, weren't they? That was some good-ass fun. Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember. I really loved you, but I just couldn't help but fool around on you because I didn't love myself very much, and you really didn't love yourself very much. So, of course, that created a situation where I really couldn't love you. And, of course, your insecurities were really, you know, possessive. And so I naturally fooled around on you and eventually left because, hey, I felt trapped, and I was so pissed off with myself that, you know, I let myself fall into that trap, and, you know, hey, I was just as insecure as you that I lashed out and took your truck, took the dog, maxed out your credit cards, and of course I felt bad then, you know, but, you know, I still felt, you know, I felt justified because I blamed you for being such a shit, and, what a soap opera, eh? Those were the days. Yeah, our lives would have made great movies and great soap operas, eh? And great country songs, oh yeah. So thanks for the inspiration. Yeah, no worries. No worries, my pleasure, honey. But next time, I want a Harley, okay? Cool. I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be an artist. Cool, yeah, you go for it. And I'll be a singer. I'll be a biker who sings. How's that? Okay, and I'll be a artist biker chick. All right, sounds like fun. Said, you get my point. There's no one deciding the best way for anyone to live because we all get to decide what our adventure in life is going to be before we come in and all along the way. We come in with basic pre-intentions, but then the rest of the time, we're just winging it. We're just guiding ourselves along the way, either running from stuff we don't like or running towards the stuff we do like. And the only true guidance we're getting is from our own source self that is non-specifically guiding us to joy, love, well-being, and abundance based on how we're thinking, how we're feeling, what feels good and what doesn't. So source is not guiding anyone to following any rules set up by some sort of authority or set up by source or to any... And source isn't guiding us to any specific desires, even though we generate lots of specific desires. And source isn't guiding us to prove anything, because nothing needs to be proven. No worthiness needs to be proven. No purity or virtuousness needs to be proven. Our sources are just guiding us on the most easy path that has the least amount of resistance to general joy, love, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment. And all the specific desires that we come up with along the way, well, for money and success and fame and lovers, et cetera, we're, you know, they're all our own desires that are inspired in the moment from experiencing the contrast of unwanted and less desirable things on earth. They're not desires given to us or some sort of missions given to us from some sort of outside authority to accomplish anything or prove anything or to heal anything or save anyone or save ourselves. And our natural desire for never-ending improvement is the reason we, you know, just kind of get those desires for bigger and better and more fun things, which is inspired by our never-ending desire to always feel good and feel better and better and better and better for eternity, because we are eternal creators. And naturally, when we experience things we don't like and don't want, we're going to naturally want a desire. We're going to want improvement. And there is no right way for anyone. There is only a better feeling way for each individual soul in the moment. But people have come up with the faulty concept of a right way and wrong ways, because everyone is just trying to find better ways to feel good. Most people are just grasping at straws, trying to keep from drowning. The only reason anyone does anything that we would judge to be good or bad is to feel good and feel better, to feel better than whatever feeling they're feeling, which is probably feeling bad. If you're doing what we would call good things, well, it's because you have been thinking good thoughts and therefore having good feelings, and therefore experiencing good things because you're attracting them. And you want to continue that trend of feeling good and attracting more good things that, you know, make you feel good. And if you're doing what we would call bad things, it's because you've been thinking bad feeling thoughts about things that you don't like and don't want, and thinking and feeling fearful things and feeling helpless and powerless and not good enough and unworthy, etc., etc. And, of course, you're attracting things that match that vibration. You're attracting, not fun things, so to speak. And you're trying to feel better by being a dick, by exerting aggressive control so that you can feel powerful and in control of your life. Because, you know, obviously don't feel in control of your life. You feel helpless and powerless and unworthy, etc. And your supposedly unwilling victims felt similarly helpless and powerless and not good enough and unworthy, etc. But instead of exerting, you know, classic perpetrator, bad guy, physical and emotional control to feel better, well, you decided that there was no point in acting like that. And instead, probably you were wishing and demanded and cried out for rescuers because you deserve better, and it feels good to be rescued, and it feels good to overcome adversity and vanquish the evil and kill the bad guys, as it were. Because if you can judge and condemn and destroy and imprison and overcome evil, well, then you can feel like you have some power and control again in your life. So you can see that regardless of whether you're a big-ass victim or a big-ass perpetrator, everyone is just trying to feel good. Every single thing that everybody does, says, acts, is just to feel better than how they're feeling. Because it is our natural nature to feel good. Our natural essence is joy. So, of course, when we're not feeling good, we're thinking, acting, feeling contrary to our natural nature, so we'll do anything to feel better. Everything that everyone does, good or bad, pure or evil, and all the warmongers and fighters and politicians and terrorists and defenders and religions and absolutely everything that everyone does, good or bad, is to feel better, because no one likes to feel helpless and powerless and unworthy and depressed. Anything feels better than depression, anger and revenge and aggression, which is one step higher in vibration than depression and unworthy and powerless, feels a million times better than feeling like you have no control of your life, feeling unworthy, feeling not good enough, feeling helpless and powerless. That's depressing. Nobody wants to feel that. That's the lowest end of the totem pole. Everybody wants to ascend the emotional scale, emotional vibrational scale, to higher levels of joy. Even if aggression isn't real power, people still will do anything to get out of a depression and act like, you know, act aggressively, and act like classic perpetrators, act like the bad guys, and fall into the classic patterns of anger and revenge. And again, even if that aggression isn't real power, because it's not, it's kind of a temporary band-aid of power, doesn't matter, really. It just feels better than depressed helplessness and powerlessness. But the key is not to get stuck in revenge and anger, because there's no such thing as a victim. And the key is to not to act on those feelings of revenge so that you create more of a problem, and not continue that journey of anger, but to get past those emotions and go to higher vibrational emotions. And you do that with one good feeling thought at a time. Because you can't jump all the way from the bottom of the valley of depression, and then take one step to anger and revenge and then go straight to joy and love at the top of the mountain. That's way too big of a jump. The trail from the valley to the top of the mountain is one step at a time. It's not a quantum leap. But with the proper guidance and the proper daily preparation, where you align your vibration every day and dedicating time every single day just for yourself to get your mind and your vibration and your feelings into alignment with joy and love and well-being and abundance, and into alignment with your desires and into alignment with your source, well, then you can get to the top of the mountain gracefully and easily and have fun every single step along the way. And you'll even enjoy when you get off track a little bit and even get lost a little bit now and again, because getting off track is really no big deal and is actually extremely valuable, because you're never more clear about what you do want than when you're clear about what you don't want. And being neck deep in what you don't want gives you great clarity, so that you are clear about where not to go, where not to put your attention, where not to think, how not to think, how not to think about bad things, how not to think about what you don't want, how not to focus on what you don't want and get your attention focused on what you do want. You find out what is not the correct trail. Oops, I'm on the wrong track here. You find out what is, and when you're on the wrong track, of course, you gives you great clarity, doesn't it? About where the good track is to get to the top of the mountain. But your self-guidance system, regardless of how lost you may think you are, your self-guidance system is always available to you to help you get back on track, no matter how lost you may get. And simply, if you think good-feeling thoughts, well, before you know it, you'll be back on that beautiful track to the top of the mountain. And to help you stay on track by staying connected to your inner guidance system, I highly recommend my audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Ritual Series, aka the Success Masters Toolkit, where you dedicate 30 minutes to an hour every morning getting your mind and vibration and feelings into alignment with joy, well-being, and abundance through the different processes that I make available to you. Meditations and affirmations and visualizations and rampages of appreciation, etc., etc., and where you build up absolute foundation, where you build up the foundational ability to get yourself into alignment and stay in alignment every single day, every single moment of the day with joy, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what kind of chaos is going on planet Earth or in your home or at work, etc., etc. And you can find that amazing series of currently 46 audios and videos that's always growing as I put out new material. And it's got a cavalcade of amazing alignment processes to empower you to become an absolute master of joyful creation, to create an absolutely amazing life of nonstop joy, love, well-being, abundance, excitement, and freedom, and fulfillment, and everything else you want in your life. And that's available at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast. There is no right way and you can do no wrong. And you fully realize that there is no outside judge judging and condemning your behavior. And the judgment of other people means nothing and has nothing to do with you. It's just their shit, not yours. And you fully realize that you absolutely cannot do anything wrong or ever, ever get fully off track. And everything you think, say, and do are completely divine, no matter how other people may judge it. And you realize that your source never, ever, 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 ever judges you for any reason. And you can realize that there is no such thing as a victim or a perpetrator or good guys or bad guys and no such thing as evil, because nothing and no one is separate from God's source, and there is no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. And you realize that you are, in fact, God's source, all that is, in a human body, and you realize that you are here for the joy and fun of creation and no other reason. You're not here to prove anything. You're just here to have fun creating your desires into physical reality. So I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation. I know you did, because it was freaking amazing, as they always are. If you did get something from it, and I know you did, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, send it to them. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of my latest videos. Check out my podcast. So I now finally have a podcast. I've always had podcasts on my website, but now I have an official podcast on all the podcast sites. So just go to, what the heck is the name of it? Master Keys of Creation, something like that. And come visit me at zakhyron.com for tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, coaching, support, and guidance to help you become a self-empowered, conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website, zakhyron.com. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to my podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember, too, you got it. Make life a holiday. Woohoo!